Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, and welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
Thank you.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Speaker for this morning. In the meantime, I will play another short selection while we're waiting. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes. Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is the way maker.
God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this morning. And while we're waiting, I will continue playing our inspirational music until our speaker arrives. Praise be to God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there's one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always
hold on to love.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees to help the Savior feed. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will stand. Face of God, and he'll show the way through all of your trials.
15 in the New King James Version. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Who brings glad tidings of good things? At this time, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins is going to come and bless our hearts this morning with a mighty word from the Lord. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, Evangelist Hilda. How are you this morning?
Blessed, thank you. Praise be to God.
Amen. I should say this lovely morning because it looked like maybe the sun might come out. I don't know.
Probably be
Amen.
In and out.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I just want to say good morning to our radio listeners out there. Amen. We're just
Amen.
So glad to have you on board. Amen. That God has steered you in this direction. And I hope that everything is all right with you and your family. Amen. I know that you're so glad that things are starting to open up now, you know, after this pandemic. It's still going on, but things is getting better.
Yes.
And, so I hope that all is well with you out there. And I just want to let you know that Pastor Wiggins and his lovely wife, Nadine, they send you their greetings. Amen. They send you
Amen.
Their love. Amen.
Yes.
And they also hope and pray that all is well with you out there. Just want to give just want to say about Evangelist Hilda I just want to say that how she opens up the radio program from Wednesday to Saturday. Amen.
Tuesday.
She's so faithful. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God, and that she brings prayer. from Tuesday to Friday. She brings prayer, a sweet hour of prayer, and you don't want to miss that. Amen. Sweet hour of prayer, and I think it's, I don't know if it's from 5 o'clock.
6 to 7.
6 to 7. She brings prayer. Amen. So you don't want to miss that. And she brings a word on Friday. Amen. Or whenever she's needed, she brings a word. Amen. So we thank God for Evangelist Hilda. We also thank God for Sister Barbara, our host. Amen. And she teaches on Wednesday. She comes on and teaches on Wednesday. And you don't want to miss that either. And today she's going to bring some beautiful poetry. Right after this program, she comes on with beautiful poetry. So you don't want to miss that. And also Pastor Kathy and her husband will come on with Talk in the Sanctuary. Talk in the Sanctuary. Amen.
Amen.
And we just also thank God for Prophetess Washington, Dr. V. Turner, them, their families, and also their congregations. And we hope that all is well with them and also Prophetess Washington. Amen. We thank God for all of them. Amen. Praise God. And we also thank God for our visionary, Pastor Wiggins. Amen. Because if it wasn't for him, amen, this program would not be on. Amen. So we thank God for him too. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
So right now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm turning my attention to God. Amen. Because he's in charge of the church. Amen. God is in charge. No matter what we see, no matter what we go through, God is still in charge.
Amen.
He's in charge of every situation and every circumstance. We thank God. I thank God for him. I thank God for Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the angels, the warring angels, our guardian angels, those who are in Christ, and also our enemies. Amen. Praise God. And so wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. You could be in China. You could be in Russia. You could be in England. You could be in India. You could be in Australia, the Caribbean, Africa, America, wherever you are. And you're in Christ. We all will come together as one, because when Jesus comes back, he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen. So we're all coming together. That's what brings us together, is the Lord Jesus Christ, that we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. That's what brings us together. Everything else falling off. You know, the denominations and what denomination you are and how you look. All them things don't mean one thing. Only one thing matters, that we all accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Amen. So just bow your head while I say this short prayer. Holy Father, it is impossible for us to express our thanks adequately for the abundance of your blessings upon us. You are gracious to grant us the privilege of being your children. You have made it possible, Father God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, for us to be your children, Father God. And you don't want that any should be lost, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that Jesus became the final sacrifice, he died on the cross, and you rose him again from the dead, Father God. And we thank you for his death, burial, and his resurrection. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. And we thank you for lesser gifts that are present in the world about us, Father God. Because everything that we see is a gift, Father God. And Whether we know it or not, these are all things from you, because you reign on the just as well as the unjust, Father God. There's so many different things. The electricity that we when we turn on a light, we take it for granted. Amen. But you have given somebody the knowledge to know about electricity and all the other things. And when we turn on that tap water, you know, we take it all for granted. We take it all for granted. There's so many different, there's so many different gifts that you have given people, whether they're in Christ or not. Amen. It's all you. It's all you. You said, look at my creation, and you see that it's all you. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for you being you. We thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We just want to let you know how much we love you, we appreciate you, and we adore you. And also we thank you for your unconditional love, your favor, your grace, your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
So right now I'm going to sing one song, amen, and then I'm going to get into the word today. Amen. I'm going to sing one song. And just listen to the words of the song. And if you don't know the song, you can listen to the words of the song. If you know it, then you can sing it along with me. It's okay. It's okay. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He who began a good work in you will be able to complete it, will be able to complete it. He who started the work will be able to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is surely replacing your hope with despair, for the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you, he who began a good work in you, will be able to complete it. You'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. He who began a good work in you, he who began a good work in you, he'll be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Amen.
Amen.
He
That's
who
beautiful.
Started a work in you. Because when you accepted Jesus Christ, a work began to start to be in you. He started a work in you. Amen. He started working you. And you start out as a baby, and as time goes on, you begin to grow and mature. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
As you learn the things of God, as you have a relationship with God, as you read his word, as you listen to whatever the pastor has to say, as you fellowship with other believers, whatever the work is that he has for you, will start to complete that work in you. Isn't that good to know?
Amen. Yes.
That's good to know. Amen. So right now, before I go into this word today, I'm going to say a short prayer, and you can get your Bibles, your pens and your paper out if you choose to do so. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for giving me another opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today, Father God, and to help them to grow and to mature, to learn more about you, Father God, and the power of your might. Learn more about Jesus. Learn more about the Holy Spirit and what part that they play in your kingdom, Father God. So, Father God, I should protect that word as it goes into their spirit, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
So as I go forth today with the leading of the Holy Spirit, may it be all of you and none of me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So, my scripture reading today, one second, just let me get this thing here. I want to make sure of where I'm at, because I think I'm at the wrong place here. You got to really look sometimes,
amen.
You know, to make sure you're at the right place. My scripture reading today is coming from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. That's Philippians 2, 12 through 18. Amen?
Amen.
And it says, not as though I had already attained either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Amen. Brethren, this is Paul speaking, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God will reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. So even though there's a lot of people out there that confess Jesus as acknowledge God, there's many out there that acknowledge God, but the thing is that they don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen? But they acknowledge
God. I'm sorry, what scripture was that?
It's Philippians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I must have got the wrong scripture. But maybe I'm supposed to get this scripture. Amen?
Okay, so what was that scripture?
But I'll read this one. But maybe I'm supposed to get this scripture. Amen.
Amen.
And I still rolled over to the wrong scripture. Okay, I'll read this one. This is 12. Wherefore, my brethren, as ye have always obeyed, and not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, rather labor in vain. Yea, I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you rejoice, you joy and rejoice with me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Now, I said the one before, but I must have been for somebody out there.
Amen.
They believe in God, but they don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Yes.
And that God will not hear you if you don't accept his Son. So that is for somebody out there. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. And Evangelist Hilda, I thank you for correcting me. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And the funniest thing is I was looking at the scripture, but it was the wrong scripture, right? And I
right.
said, no, I'm going to the right. And I still went to the wrong scripture. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
But that's
As
okay.
Said, it was meant to be this way.
I'm telling you. So what are you going to do? Amen. Praise God. Okay, when Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth, he gave them a statement of the good news about God in a capsule form. He described the good news as being centered in the death of Jesus Christ for our sins, according to the scriptures. And he explained that Jesus was buried and then arose on the third day, according to the scriptures. And this is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Many of us have never entered into our heritage and legacy as children of God and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ because we have thought of the gospel as being good news about something that happened 2,000 years ago. But what happened 2,000 years ago has come up through the generations to us today. Amen. What happened 2,000 years ago affected us today. If we would fully respond to the good news, we must see it in its present significance. We must recognize and respond to the present good tidings of the activity of God. There is a vital and inseparable relationship between the good news about God as it was expressed historically in the life, death, and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ and his activity in the present day. You see, God is a God of the now. He's
yes.
a God of the now. We do injury to the gospel if we do not recognize its relevance for the hour in which we live. Amen?
Amen.
Our text deals with the good news concerning God's activity today. This is the gospel that must be preached and proclaimed throughout the whole world. This is the good news that we need to discover and rejoice in and get excited over, because this good news of the gospel, it's able to change lives. It changes our life for the better. Amen. Because at one time we're walking in darkness. And then when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and we believe it in our heart, we begin to walk in the light. Amen. And we could ask God for all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He's not going to give all the wisdom to us because God, there's some things God is not going to give to us because we're not, either we're not ready for it or we can't know everything that God knows. Amen. Praise God. Because if we knew everything that God knows, why would we have God? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So this is the good news that we need to discover and rejoice in and to get excited over. We must not leave the activity of God in the distant past and think of it only in terms of something that is going to happen in the future, because it's happening right now. Whatever is happening right now. When you accept Jesus Christ, right now, something starts to happen. Amen.
Amen.
It starts to happen. So that whatever happened 2,000 years ago has came up through all these different generations of people. Not everybody accepted Jesus Christ, but
that's
some
right.
did. Amen. God is at work in the world today within and for his children. And we are his children. Amen. We are the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. So my text for today is, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. And that's coming from Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. And the title is, the good news concerning God's present activity. Amen. God is always at work. Amen. Even when we're sleeping, because God never slumbers nor sleep, right? While we're sleeping, God is still working. He's still around us because he can be everywhere all at the same time. Amen. So he's still around. You know, it marvels me that God can be with me and be with billions of other people.
Amen.
Being in heaven, you know, sitting on a throne, and everything is going on, you know what I mean? You get the sun every day, you get the rain, you know what I mean? You get spring, autumn, fall, whatever it is. I mean, everything goes on, and God is, it's God. God is the creator. Amen. Jesus is the
Amen.
Creator. Amen. Praise God.
Praise
so
God
is within us. He was in you. God is within you. Amen. He who has done a good work in you will be able to complete it, will be faithful to complete it. Amen.
Amen.
So it is one thing to talk about the majesty and the glory of the Creator God who spoke and caused the sun to start shining.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to recognize that the eternal God who sits on the circle of the earth has come to dwell within the heart of each believer. He is the God of love, grace, mercy, and power. He is the creator, the sustainer, and the consummator of history. Amen.
Amen.
The God who gave his son as a gift to die on the cross for our sins and to usher in, it's Jesus who ushered in faith. Amen. When he died on that cross, the new covenant came in. Grace came in. Amen. So God who gave his son to die on the cross for our sins has chosen to come and dwell within us by his spirit. In other words, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to be inside of you, God's spirit. Amen. Something happens when you accept Jesus Christ. Something happens. What when I think of myself years ago, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I had no idea that something happened. Because I don't know, they didn't make it clear in the church that something happened. So there I was going around with the Holy Spirit, and I had no idea of anything. All I knew was there was somebody with me, and I didn't know who it was. Somebody was with me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I would say to myself, what is this thing?
Uh-huh.
That's why I know it's real, because nobody told me anything. So when I got saved, I didn't, you know, I was reading the word and everything, but it looked like it wasn't clear to me at that time. You know what I mean? I wasn't a good reader at that time. So I was struggling trying to understand the word and stuff like that. And I heard the pastors, but of course, you know, things have become more, the pastors have, got more knowledgeable today than they were at that time.
Amen, amen.
So I had no idea about the Holy Spirit, nothing. Okay?
Nope.
So he is a God near at hand rather than a God afar off. You know, that's why years ago they used to sing this song about come by here, Lord, come by here. And when they got more knowledgeable, guess what? They stopped singing that song, come by here, Lord, come by. Because they realized that God was there with them all the time. Come by here. You said, well, God is already here. What are you talking about, come by here? What is that? So he is the God who has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He suffers for us. In our sufferings, I have to remember that. Amen. He suffers for us in our suffering and rejoices for us in our times of victory. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So God is at work within you. He's not only at work in you, within you. He's at work within you. He's not only in you, but he's at work within you. So God is no absentee God. He did not create the world, wind it up like a clock, and then abandon it.
Mm-hmm.
Our God is at work in his world.
Yes.
So this good news of our text is that God is at work in our heart. He works within us to deliver us from evil and lead us toward good. Amen.
Yes.
And that's the wonderful to know that God is at work to deliver us from evil.
That's
every
right.
plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy, and lead us toward goodness, something
yes.
good. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
So right now I'm going to stop this word right now, and I'll come back at it again next week. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And I hope you enjoyed this message today. We're going to continue this message next week. I turn it back over to Evangelist Hilda now. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Give me 1 second. Amen. At the emergency there.
Okay.
So we want to thank.
Wait, let me turn this off. Okay. Where am I? Right here.
Okay. So we want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves the hand clap praise. Praise God. And before we have Apostle Mother Wiggins give us the call to salvation and the benediction, our very own Sister Barbara is going to come with our poetry at this time. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Barbara. How
God bless you. Good morning, all. How is everybody?
Good. Yes, thank you.
Mother, I enjoyed that song.
Me too.
Oh, thank you.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
I never heard
it. I'm sorry. I like the words of the song, you know. He who's the, when I heard the song, songs that have words in it like the Bible catches my attention.
Okay.
Amen.
You know, he who's done a good work. That's in the Bible.
Lovely
Amen.
Song. Give me a minute, all right? I'll be right back, please.
Sure. No problem.
All right. Your minute is up. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Yes. 60 seconds goes by fast.
Yeah, I tell you, the time goes fast when you don't want it to go fast, right?
And that's right. I mean, like, you'll be sitting here and all of a sudden the time just fly right by you and you'll be like, where did it go? You
That's
know?
Right.
I'm back. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. So here's a poem that the Lord blessed me with this morning about 4:59 a.m.
Amen.
And it's called, Do You Know Him? I know a man from Galilee. He'll
All
save
right.
your soul. He'll set you free. He'll chill your body. He'll heal your soul. But do you know him? He, Jesus, was born more than 2,000 years ago. Jesus still has us talking about him, what he does, has done, and will do. This never grows old. He was sent to save us all. His Father is God. Awesome, loving, faithful, caring, compassionate, and kind. But do you know him? He walked among men then. They saw him perform miracles again and again. He turned water into fine wine. And yes, he's both human and divine. He healed the sick, brought Lazarus back, resurrected from the dead. He walked on water. He calmed the stormy sea. He touched the blind man's eyes so that the man could see. He opens doors so that we can walk right through. He blesses us daily. He renews. He keeps us and remakes us. He loves, restores, and influences us. He always makes a way for us. But do you know him? He'll save your soul and make you whole. He'll set you free. He does the impossible, or so it would seem. He's with you all the time. Didn't Jesus say he would never leave? He's everything I want. He's all that I need. Mm-hmm. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. He's my all in all. Without him, my heart would bleed. He came before we were born. Even back then, he saw our need. He is more than I could ever hope for, and he continues to bless me and you. In fact, all who believe, in fact, all who will ever believe, even minimally, with faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, crucified, risen Savior, soon coming King, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Creator of everything, sent to save the lost, ascended back to heaven again, waiting on his Father to tell him when back again. There, I've told you almost everything. Read his word for yourself. If your desire is to know more about him, this word was written long ago. Read it. then answer. But do you know him? And my scripture comes from John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 3 and 5 through 7, where it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that. I do.
Thank you.
That is a bad poem. And the thing is, do you know him? There used to be a song called Do You Know Him, I think. There's a song, but I don't remember what it is now.
By Hezekiah Walker, yes.
That
we used to sing it.
I love that. Oh, you used to sing it?
Thank you. I love it, too. And I love the song. You got to hear it. You got to play it sometime.
Yeah, I'm going to look on the YouTube. I'm going to look on the YouTube.
Hezekiah Walker, the name of the song is Do You Know Him?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is. That's a bad song.
Have you heard it before?
I forgot how it even goes now. But I remember that song.
How does it
do you know
go? I know a man from Galilee. He saved his soul and set you free. Da 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 da.
I don't know.
Why it comes down at different parts. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was. And that was a beautiful poem of Sister Barbara. That was really beautiful.
Yes, absolutely.
And I like the scripture reading too. Scripture reading was beautiful.
And everything God has right into.
He's so wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're getting to the part with salvation and do you know him?
Amen.
Yes, Mother. All right, Mother.
Hey, look out. Look out there.
Do it.
Do you know him? I mean, if you try want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you must be trying to get to know God, trying to get to know Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
And we are here, amen, to usher you into God's kingdom.
Yes.
To help you come into God's kingdom. This is the most... This is the most important part of God's work. Amen.
Yes.
Spreading the gospel and getting people to come into his kingdom. Amen.
Yes.
That's what we're here for.
Yes.
So if there's any of you out there who want to come into God's kingdom, this is your time now. God has made a time for you. He's been thinking about you. You know what I mean? He saw that you wanted to come in. He had us right here ready for you to come in. Amen.
Praise
God. So all you got to do is say this short prayer after me. You just have to repeat these words after me. Amen.
Amen.
Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
Now, if there's any of you out there that have said this short prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen. We're excited over you, and so is all heaven. All heaven is rejoicing over you. Amen. Don't care how many it is. Could be one, could be 20. We don't know. God knows, and God knows your heart. He knows that you wanted to come into his kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't have a church home, the Holy Spirit, something happened to you when you accepted Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit came to reside inside of your body. Amen.
Amen.
So just the Hebrew divine teacher, you don't have to be afraid. As time goes on, you begin to see the difference of what has happened to you, because you have stepped from out of darkness into God's marvelous light.
Yes.
So ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right church. It could be online, could be on Zoom, or it could be church that have opened up now. I believe churches are opening up now. Amen.
Amen.
And where you can hear the word, where you can fellowship with other believers, and you can mature. Amen. You can grow. Amen. So again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. And we're really excited over you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So as it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, it says, so be truly glad, wonderful joy ahead, even though you have endured many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong, through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen.
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 Praise God. Okay, so I will play a selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this morning. So, but I just want to say, Mother, that was a very wonderful word this morning, but short and sweet.
I
was like still waiting for more to come behind me. You know? But it
well,
seems
I'll tell
like,
you something. Oh,
yes.
Go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say that we don't want to leave out Sister Barbara. You know what I mean? She has a portion. She's supposed to have a portion. And I don't believe in keep on going and keep on going. You know what I mean? You'll hear some more next week. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Understandable.
God knows where I should stop. You know what I mean? When I should stop and where I should stop. And when I feel it's time to stop, I stop. I don't
Amen.
Even watch the clock. Amen, because
Amen.
We know that I'm supposed to be finished by what time. I looked at time.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
we have God and everything, but I look at time. I don't want to go over somebody else's time. If somebody else is
right.
supposed to come in, I don't try to go hog time and say, well, look, I got to say this. And no. I'll say this next week. You know, God understands. He understands everything.
Yes, he does.
He understands. You know what
Praise
I'm saying?
God.
And not only that, I went to the wrong scripture. That's another thing like that. Right? The first time it was the wrong
anyway.
Scripture. Well, actually, the
that
devil been
still,
fighting me. Every Saturday, the devil fights me every Saturday. But I went to the wrong
You're not
scripture
the only
the
one
time.
That he be fighting. He fight us all. Because
yeah.
I tell you, he has really put me through the ringer this week. But anyway.
I'm telling you.
Our speaker is here, and we don't want to go over into too much into her time. So we are going to welcome Pastor Kathy with a hand clap praise. Amen. Yes. Well, good morning, Pastor Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. Help me, Jesus. Oh, I lied. I feel like I was in a club all night.
Whoa.
That's what y'all going, what? What'd she say,
visual?
A club? Huh?
All night vigil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah. You be like all 3-4 o'clock in the morning in your visual.
I sure was. No, I just I got into bed at 6 o'clock.
You didn't need to go to bed then.
You know, and then Pastor Theo, he said, "You want some appreciation breakfast?" I said, "What? I'm about to go to bed." I came home yesterday.
Oh.
I was so glad that grandbaby was gone. God knows I love him. When I looked around at the house, I said, oh, good Lord, we only had one.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like we had all of them. Good gracious.
It only takes one.
It was evidence that he was here in every room.
Oh yeah, that's, they,
he woke up yesterday morning. He woke up yesterday morning, and I tried to hide because I'm like, dang, because he had no school, and I know if he saw me, he was gonna be upset. So I ran in the bathroom. I tried to hide, but he must have, I don't know, his senses went off. He came down that hallway. He said, "Mima, Mima." And so I turned the light on.
You did not. You do that to that
poor kid. I turned the light off in the bathroom, and I tried to hide against the wall. He said, "Mima, Mima." I said, I didn't even say to that, my bottom going, "Go away, go away." But you could tell he wasn't sure because he was kind of peeping. Then he went, "Mima." I said, "Oh, Jesus."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, hey." No, because I knew if he saw me go out the door, he was going to be going, I'm not going to school. And there was no school yesterday. He was going to be upset.
Oh, okay.
So I tried to sneak on out before he, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. And then his dad sent me a text yesterday. He said, "Do I need to come get him?" I said to myself, "Are you crazy?" Yes.
Y-E-S-S-S-S-S-S. Yes.
Ah, good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Bless
good morning.
That's just me with the grandma stories I'm telling. When them kids are going, "Why they hear you be loving on us, that, that." And when they go, you like, "Thank God."
Mm-hmm.
And I came home, and Stephen thought I was going to be sad. He said, "Corey came and got up." I ran in this house. I said, "Thank you, Jesus." I jumped up on that couch. I said, "It is nap time." Oh, my God. Soon I come to the door. We're going to the bar. Where's my scooter? Where's my bike? I said, "Oh." Whew.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, God is so good. He is so good.
Yes.
But anyway, how's everyone doing? Did I hear Mother on the line?
Yes. Yeah, Mother's here.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Woo! You see how we get when we hear you on the line, Mother? Huh?
How's your mouth?
Ooh,
I know it must be all right.
No. Ha, ha, ha! Why? Because I'm screaming?
Yes.
Well, this is what I did, Mother. I ain't going to lie. I went in there and took some of that numbing medicine and put it all over my lips.
Medicine? What medicine? What?
You know, the whatever you call that stuff, when you put it on your gums or something, it just numbs everything. Let's see what this is.
Amazon.
I put
Amazon.
Yeah. No. This stuff, the pharmacy told me to get it. It's,
oh.
It's a no-name brand. It's medicated tooth and gum and gum area relief. But as soon as you put it on, it acts like Ambisol. But it's a no-name brand. But whoever said Ambisol, yeah, you're right, I'm sorry. It acts like Ambisol because it just numbs the whole thing. So since my lips were sticking out there anyway, I just numbing them up. Ooh, my son right now, he be going, Ma, you sleepy, ain't you? No, why you say that? Ma, you delirious. Why are you laughing so much? I can't laugh? So, but anyway, we're going to get into this. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you this morning, oh God. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We adore you, oh God. Because you keep breathing life, health, and strength within our bodies, oh God. We don't take it lightly. Take it lightly to walk in good health. We are so forever grateful for every ache and pain that you remove out of our body, oh God. Let us know that you are still with us. You are protecting us. You are watching out for our beings, oh God. And Father God, even when you don't take it away, we still know that you're with us. My goodness, thank you, God. You've been loving on your people. You have been loving on us in such a manner that you've got to spoil, God. We look for others to love us that way, and they are none. There are none. No one that is going to love us in the manner in which you love us. You love us when we're good. You love us when we're bad. You love us when you're disappointed. You just don't ever stop loving us, and we are so forever grateful for that. I would rather be chastised and continue to be loved than not to be chastised and the love to stop. So thank you, God, for chastising us. Thank you for not giving up on us, oh God. Thank you for keeping your hedge of protection around us. Thank you for leading and guiding us with every decision we need to make during these days right now. Some places are lifting the pandemic, some are not. Thank you for leading and guiding us in the way you would have each and every last one of us individually, collectively, as the body of Christ, as your bride, how you would have us to go during these times, oh God, that we don't lead our own selves astray. Father God, have your way on this line today. We just pray that the discussion is done in love with a whole lot of joy. Someone is going to be lifted up today and lifted up into your glory. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Woo. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my soul. I tell you, I came in on the tail end, but I heard Evangelist Hilda say, "Ooh, she had some kind of week this week. Ooh, with so much going on." And I'm saying, no, this was her birthday week. What kind of week does she have, God? She's supposed to have a good week.
Yeah, it was good, all right.
For your 4 hours, must be, by the time you got back home, it was like, okay, birthday over, back to messing with her. You know, that's how I feel sometimes. I feel like you be having a good time, and everything be going smooth, and then Satan look back at God, and God said, okay, that's enough. Go ahead, get her. And then he, you know, moved that hedge of protection, and here come that little whippersnapper messing with you all over again. And you thought you was in the clear. You said, dang, I thought it was somebody else's turn. That's the good part right there. When you say, I thought it was somebody else's turn, the good part in that is that he can only attack one at a time. He can't attack all of us like God. My goodness, that's good. Like God can protect us all. He can't do that. He can't move around like that. He don't have that kind of power. He don't have that ability. He's just one little snake trying to get more imps on his team. And the imp is falling short because that's why he messed with all of us. Because he need more people on his team. Go out there and start messing with God's people. But I think his team is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Look at all the ones that have been coming in during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the ones. When times get hard, they be like, oh, I do believe there's a God.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
You see out there struggling, they go, oh, I do believe there's a God. Come into my life, dear Lord. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. they said, wait a minute. Let me see. Am I going to stay over here with the little G or am I going over there with the old G? I think I'm going with the old G. You know, the old G is the number one, right? So they come up with the old G and say, oh, I believe, Lord. Yeah, protect me. Put your hands and protect it around me. I've been out here too long. But most of the time when people come in, they come in saying, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I want to change my ways. That's when they come in, when they've had enough. Well, ladies, how's everybody been doing? It's been great. Evangelist Hilda had a wonderful birthday last weekend. Wish I was there with her to celebrate, but she went with her other sisters and they had fun. But then I guess by the time she got home, the water was hot all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for you, girl. I feel for you. Mother, how about you? You been all right, Mother? And I'm going to get into this topic any minute now. Mother, you been all right?
Yeah, I've been all right.
Because you know, like the old mothers used to say, girl, why you keep hitting and missing? What's going on with you? And you're like, oh, my God, do you have to say so loud? Can it be a private conversation so I can respond privately? And they looking at you and everybody around me looking at you like, oh, God. I've been all right. I've just been at home. At home? That ain't no place to be.
Well, I want to say one
yourself,
thing.
Well, I can't give you my story why everybody's staring me down because you're talking so loud. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord.
I just want to say one
sometime
thing.
I say, Evangelist Hilda's mother on, she said, not today. I say, Evangelist Hilda's mother on, she on. Evangelist Hilda's mother on, not today. I said, what's this hitting and missing? Oh, my God. We're going to have to tell her angels they better get busy.
I'm sorry, what you say?
I say I got to send a message to your angels. They got to get busy. They got to do more protecting.
They got to do more what?
Protecting. You know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and darkness, right? So it's a spiritual battle. So whatever's going on with you, if there's anything going on, let me tell you that way. Then you know that little rascal, he's just mad because you got words of wisdom. So he tried to send his little imps to mess with you and stuff. So then we got to tell God, we need her angels to start blocking some of them blows. So she can get on the line. Because she ain't on the line. We don't feel her presence.
I get on the line.
You do?
Yeah,
she do.
On Thursdays?
Oh.
Not on Thursday. I don't get on the line on Thursday, but I get on the line.
Thursday, so I don't know if you're present anymore.
That's the only
Hello?
One she's talking about, Mother.
Thursday, my caregiver comes on Thursday. Comes on Tuesday and Thursday. And by the time I finish with
the caregiver comes.
I'm tired. I'm sorry, yeah. She comes on.
Wow.
I had a caregiver come this Thursday. Her whole thing. Well, she came later than what she usually. You know what they usually come, but she said that she couldn't. I understand. She said, "You by yourself?" But I told her, "I'm not by myself." You know, a lot of times when you're in Christ,
never
people
by
think
you.
You're by yourself, but you never. God never leaves you. You're never
That's
by
right.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they think nothing is happening because they don't see because God is a spirit, but they don't
mm-hmm.
see what you know what I mean. Because if anything needs to be done, he will do it.
Thank
oh, let me
you,
tell
Mama.
You what happened
Thank
to
you.
Me. I have a testimony.
Okay.
Oh, good. Come on with your testimony.
Yeah, might as well tell this testimony. You know, I was changing caregivers, you understand? This caregiver
mm-hmm.
told me, she said she wasn't sure she was going to be able to come back, right? So I called somebody else, but I wasn't sure. But in the meantime, I upped my calcium intake, and I had a container milk, you know, But I was getting very low on milk. I don't shop for my food. My caregiver goes out and gets it for me. And I said, gee, I sure don't have no milk. I said, I don't have no more milk. And I'm between caregivers. I don't know when this caregiver is going to come. You know, I have no idea of when I'm going to get a caregiver.
Right.
Okay, I got the caregiver. And the caregiver went to the store for me. Well, she usually when I have a caregiver along a while, they know exactly what I want from the store, you know, things I want.
Yeah.
So anyway, she went to the store for me and she bought, I told her to buy four. I said, well, to make sure I have milk because I up my intake of calcium. I said, I'll tell her to buy 4 half gallons of milk, right? So, okay, she went to the store. She bought other things, too, and she came back. She gave me the bill and all that, and I looked at the bill, and I said, gee whiz. I said, a half a gallon of milk is $7.99. You know, I said, gee, that's expensive. I said, boy, they really got expensive now, $7.90, because the milk I usually buy is like $5.99. You know, I buy lactose milk. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it and I talked about it. I said, gee, that's expensive. So she bought 4 milk for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after she left, I went inside to go to I was in the kitchen and everything, and I went to look in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
4 gallons of milk. I knew that was God. God had to get me 4 gallons of milk. Instead of getting a half a gallon like I usually buy, when I would open the refrigerators, these big jugs of milk in the refrigerator was like, I started laughing. I said, Father God, I know that's you. I started to get angry.
You drink that much milk?
Wait a minute. Huh?
You drink a lot of milk, huh?
Yeah, I drink, you know what I mean? But it happens over a week or two. You understand? I try to up my intake now. I used to drink one cup of milk, one glass of milk a day. But now I'm upping it, you know what I mean, because of things that's happening in my body. I need more calcium.
Right.
And
that's what you're drinking it for.
Yeah, calcium. I need the calcium. But the Lord had me look at a video, and the video was comparing when you drink a glass of milk, all the stuff that's in the milk that your body needs. One of the things your body needs is vitamin B12. But the people showed all you have to eat to equal that glass of milk.
Oh, instead
you have to eat
taking
a lot of
the
stuff
vitamin
to equal that glass of
tablet,
milk.
You just drink a glass of milk?
Well, I ran out of the
B12. The B12, right.
I do have something a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
I drink a glass of milk because I have to have that calcium. You don't seem to understand that as you get older, your body changes.
It does. It does. Your bones get more brittle.
Okay, you at this age now, but wait till you get in your 80s. You will see something else. Your body changes.
Absolutely.
And you can't, there's nothing you can do about it. Not a thing. Well, you can take the vitamins and all of that. But after a while, your body might even, deal with the vitamins. It's to a point, you know what I'm saying? Because your body, the cells change and stuff changes, all in your body changes that takes place in your body. You know, it's a funny thing. Years ago, my uncle, This is not anything long. Years ago, my mother went to a nursing home, and my uncle was. I didn't see my uncle going to see my mother, and I used to complain. Oh, my uncle don't go to see my mother, and this and that and the other. She was in Yonkers in the nursing home, and why can't he drive out there to Yonkers to see my mother? And I went through this thing, but you know what I forgot. When you don't see a person for a while, you forget that they're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Diana Ross, how beautiful Diana Ross looked. Diana Ross died now because she's gotten older.
When?
I'm sorry? When did he die? Told a few weeks ago that Diana Ross died.
That's not the Diana that died.
What's that? What? Who died?
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Yeah, but it was another Diana Ross because she got shot.
There was another Diana Ross? It's not that
one?
Really?
Trust me, I was crying. I was losing my mind. I called Steven. I said, why you ain't telling me? Diana got shot. That's why I got on the thing and I told y'all, you can't be looking at all this stuff. That ain't the Diana.
Really?
I lost my mind. It wasn't even her. Then I looked again, and Steven said, look how old that Diana Ross was. And I went, oh, that ain't her.
I wonder why they said that. So what is that, fake news? Is that fake news on there?
Mm-hmm.
That must be fake news because they act like
I'm trying to tell you, the people at my job was like, what is the matter? I said, oh, my God. I didn't even know I liked her that much. I do like her, though.
But I was wondering why I didn't hear anything. You know, it looked like
exactly.
It was just...
Because it wasn't our Diana. It was a lady named Diana Ross. She got shot.
Wow, isn't that something? Well, it's good to know that.
That is something. And when I seen her family, I said, that ain't Diana family. Who that is?
So what did those people look like? Was it women?
It was women. It was her daughter, somebody. But it wasn't Diana's family because I'd seen her family. I know what her family looked like. I said, that ain't Smokey Robinson and all them coming to see. Who the boat?
And you were doing all that crying?
Yeah, I was. Because I said, oh, my God, what happened? I just seen her a couple of weeks ago. Because
mm-hmm.
I liked her. I don't know why. I like her voice. And every time I hear a voice, I get motivated to do whatever it is that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't explain why she motivates me. She don't even know it. I just see her, and I go Google for Cocoa Puffs or something. I don't know. But I pulled that thing up, and I was looking for something else, and it said Diana Ross died. I said, oh, my God. How did this happen? And I went bazooka and I called Steven and I was going crazy. And he said, wow, it's not on the news or nothing. I said, Diana Ross, oh, my God, I don't believe this. And then it said, she got shot. I said, how
did they didn't say that?
She got way too many bodyguards. Huh?
I said, they didn't say, somebody must have picked that up and thought it was Diana Ross and put it on the YouTube.
They really did, because I did.
Oh, my goodness.
And I went, wait a minute, I just seen her a week or two ago with her whole family, sister, kids, grandkids, Smokey Robinson. I seen all of them. I said, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, where was she that she got shot? She got too many bodyguards.
You didn't put it that she got shot, right?
Yeah, when that's I found funny. Out she got shot, then I was, after I lost my mind and came back, and I found out that Diana Ross got shot, I went, Diana Ross ain't get no shot. Uh-uh. She got too many bodyguards. How'd she get shot? And then Steven said, you got to look at the woman's age. You know that's not Diana Ross' age. I said, her age? And I looked, and I went, oh.
So they didn't say that. They had it on there like she was like it was Diana Ross. No age or nothing. They didn't have it on like that before.
Honey, you would have seen Motown, Epic Redskins, all of them coming out of the woodwork. No, that was a lady named Diana Ross, and I went, wow. Because I seen her just a couple of weeks ago, and she looked good. She taking care of her. She had all her sisters. I never had seen her sister before, but she had all her sisters there, and she was doing the little, they had her doing people that want to get into singing and stuff, and she was singing for them, showing them what it was like to get in there and do drama and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really nice that she brought a whole family, sisters, everybody, her kids.
Mm-hmm. But she had three girls, I think, right? She had three girls?
She's got I don't remember who the third girl is. I see two of them, the dark-skinned one and that Tracy girl, and then the light-skinned boy. She got two boys.
Oh, I didn't know. I was wondering if she had boys, because you never hear anything.
Yeah, that dude, when you see him, you'll know that's Annabelle's son because of his eyes. But he always played a little victim kind of kid. You know, he always get beat up or something. But yeah, so, I'm so glad I found out before you said it because I would have went nutty all over again.
But, you'd have been crying
I would have been losing my mind again. Ain't too many stars that I go nutty over because I don't know why. I wouldn't go nutty over. I just miss them. Now, Whitney Houston, she was another one. I didn't want her to die, but I could tell she was tired. She was just going through 2 months.
Yeah, that last movie she made, you could see it all in her face.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last movie she made, she actually looked like she was healthy because she had gained so much weight.
Who's that, Donna Ross?
No, just Whitney Houston, because she did Sparkle.
Oh, Whitney Houston, yeah.
But she had gained some weight for Sparkle, and then after Sparkle, I guess she lost it again. But when she was doing Sparkle, you could tell her voice was going.
Oh.
Yeah, that whatever that problem is that they have with their throat, where they can't sing anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get the throat surgery to try to preserve, but they can't really preserve for so much. But she did okay trying to get her songs out, but it wasn't on high pitch. But you know what? I'm so glad Mother gave her testimony. I didn't know you could keep milk in the fridge that long.
You can freeze it.
I get a gallon, and we struggle to get the gallon out of there. And if you don't get it out of there, you know, before long, it'll... Oh, but she got lactose milk, huh?
Yeah, that don't spoil.
Lactose-free.
I was going to say, so it's already curled up or whatever it do.
Mm-hmm.
Lactose.
I buy lactose milk. Because the other milk does a number on my stomach.
Lactose is bad to you. That's why I know lactose and the lactose free milk.
Right.
By the name of lactose. I just want to say Diana Ross, Tracy Ellis Ross, Chetney, and the third one I don't know her name offhand, but her son. Mm-hmm. Used to play on the series called Star. I don't know if anybody watched that.
No.
Did you watch Star?
No, I didn't
watch Star.
That was with Queen Latifah. Came on after Empire, and then it started coming on before Empire.
Oh, no. I didn't even watch Empire.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he was there, and he's married to, I forgot her name. A Caucasian person that was divorced, and they made it a big deal. Oh, he's trying to marry a divorcee. But they're still together, so.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They have one child, right?
He was in that movie, Pride. I love that movie. He was in Pride.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that one either.
Where they was the kids was learning how to swim, and they wanted to close up their little... You know, every time they went to a swim meet, they got a hard time because they was black.
No, I didn't see.
And they said, "This is our house, coach." That means no one is going to tell us we're not going to participate. Because every time they went to a swim meet, the guys didn't want to swim against them because they didn't want to get in the pool with black people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so they just forfeit because they didn't want to swim with them. They said, "We got the flu and all this stuff." So when they went back and they went back to their house, every time somebody forfeit, they kept on swimming. And then at the end, you could see it where they came in there full force. So they was like, "This is our house, coach." And they all start swimming. And then the people had no choice but to swim or just get out of their gym. It was a really good movie. I really liked it. It really was good because it took a lot out of them to stay put, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, so Sister Barbara's on the line. God bless you, dear heart. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing good with the exception of my lips, but I'm doing good. You know, you heard Sister Barbara say she couldn't see the third daughter, right? For some reason, I don't even know if there's a third daughter. I don't remember her.
But I think it is a third daughter.
I remember Barry Gordon's daughter. I remember that Tracy Allen, that the Caucasian dad. Yeah, and then the two boys. But I don't remember the third daughter. Unless she's older than them. No, Barry Gordon's daughter is the oldest. She must be between Tracy and the oldest daughter, because the oldest daughter looked just like Barry Gordy. She don't look like a mama, but Tracy does. She looks like a mama, a big old eyes. But anyhow, so I'm glad everyone is well, all is well. Everybody, anything exciting happen with anybody? Ooh, all that, huh? Oh,
just
wow.
Me. Well, I mean, like, I was just going through a rough week and stuff. But other than that, you know, it's like, I don't know what happened. It's like something just came over me and I started snapping at people and, you know, which I know that is normally not me. I'm always a quiet person, but I don't know. It's just. Maybe it touched the nerve.
You were snapping at folks?
Yeah, I was.
Were you mad? You know, sometimes you can have stress.
No, I wasn't mad. I was just...
No, I'm saying stress.
Oh, stress? No, I didn't have nothing to be stressed about. I don't know. You know how, like, you be just there doing... Normally doing whatever you usually do. I went to therapy. I came home. I was happy and everything. And then all of a sudden, this something just came over me, and I just started snapping. Like, what in the world, girl, happening to you? I don't know.
You know what? You remember that show when James from Good Times was snapping at Florida and all of them?
Yeah.
And they said, James, what is wrong with you? He was just snapping, going crazy. And went to the doctor, his pressure, his blood pressure was up.
Who was around you while you were doing that?
What you say, Mother?
Barbara, I just wanted to know who was around you when you started doing that. Who was around you?
I was on the program.
That was Wednesday, correct?
Yeah.
When you snapped at the
apostle. Yes.
Do you know that? Do you know?
And then yesterday again.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it like this. You're affected sometime by, it could be somebody else has, there's something going on with somebody else and you're affected by it. You might, you just pick it up. It's like a spirit.
Mm.
God told me something today but I'm not going to repeat it, but it's a spirit. You know what I mean? So it might be you. It might be something you picked up and it's affecting you. And you started into that. Yeah, the way you're not normally like that.
No.
All of a sudden you just start.
Anybody
because,
that knows.
You're affected by the company you keep, believe it or not. You know what I mean? And you don't know, I'm not saying.
She keeps no company, she all alone.
No, you was with something. You was on the program, right?
Yeah, that was on, when was Wednesday's program? Yeah, Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. You're talking about on the program. Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday. It started on Wednesday, and then it just escalated into yesterday, which was Friday.
Yeah, I know, because God told me something, but I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
You know what?
I don't want to talk about
that,
it. Maybe
that's
we'll
true,
now.
Mother. That could be the transferring of spirit, because I know sometimes I'll be in my office and stuff be going on. I still be doing what I'm doing. Then somebody will come in there and start talking. I look at her and I go, please stop talking. But if you see their face, I'm like, please stop talking. And they go, oh, okay. Just, stop. And it don't even have to be me at work. Sometimes I just, people be talking, I just stop talking. Just stop talking.
Mm-hmm. You want to know who Diana Ross's children are?
Yes.
What?
Chutney Ross, that's Barry Gordy. Rhonda Ross, Evan Ross.
Rhonda.
Tracy Ross, Christopher Ross, Christopher Nash. I think those are other brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but we know Chutney, Rhonda, Tracy, and Evan, and I think he has a brother, Evan, and I don't see his name now. But anyway, I think that's the twin.
Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing about Diana, she just, I don't know. I don't know the woman. I'm just going by what I see her doing on TV. She just appeared to be so open and everything. Because you'd be like, come on, Smokey. Come on, Gordon. This is my family. Yeah. All the men she ever slept with, you'd be like, come on, come up here. Come on, Michael. Well, she didn't get to sleep with Michael, but.
Well, she, what's his name? What's the young man's name? I say he's married to Ashley Simpson. That's Jessica Simpson's sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's the divorcee I was saying he was married to.
Diana was going around with Michael
Ashley
not knowing. Poor Michael, all he wanted to do was look like her. He didn't want to really date her. He just wanted her for a mentor. He wanted to look like her and act like her. That's all. He didn't want to sleep with her or nothing. But you know, Diana's so fast. She got one here and she's like, oh, he's my son.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to everybody, he's like a son to me. He said, oh, Michael too bad for him.
Maybe he was.
But I seen it one time when he was playing around with one of his directors or whatever, and they were saying it's time for you to get a woman in your life. Was this when he was coming out from his youth? I think he was still in his early 20s. And he says, I have a girlfriend. And he says, well, how come I never met her? He says, silly Diana. And I went, what did that boy say? And the man just started laughing. I was like, you know that is not your girlfriend.
Yes, she is.
But that's what he said. He said, Diana. He even put
you know,
up,
she was
look,
his
he,
friend.
He got so mad at her one time, he made a song to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made that
Dirty
song
Diana.
To her, right? Y'all know that, right? Huh?
Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana. Because she went and got herself a man, and he came out with Dirty Diana. I said, wow, Michael, really?
Okay, he had a children with Dirty Diana.
Yeah. When she got herself
that.
A man, he came out with Dirty Diana. I'm
no,
like, apparently there was a lack of communication, because you the only one thought y'all was dating.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't that
you
something?
Ought to know Diana ain't dating nobody she can't sleep with. Come on, boy.
Wow.
And so he came out with Dirty Diana. I said, Dave, how you going to put a name in the song?
So she don't know.
The only reason I knew he was talking about her is because when that guy said to her, him, it's time for you to just start dating and getting out, you know. And he says, I'm already dating. And he said, who? I thought I at least I would know. He said, Silly Diana. And the men just bust up laughing and said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what did that boy tell you? It's not dating no Diana. But the sad part in his mind, he really did think he was dating her. So much so, he left his children to his mother and Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Diana was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, he loved her.
Huh?
He loved her. And she loved him, but not like that.
Right. Not like
but
that.
Maybe he loved
she really
him.
Did love him. They had a good relationship,
yeah,
but
he
was too shy for her, she said.
Mm.
Diana said, Michael's just so shy.
But he was too young.
He's about 20 years younger than her.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that don't stop people. You got guys in their 40s always go with women, you know, that are older. And so she would make a joke and say, "This he's like a son." But Michael thought it was more than that. But Michael, it can't be more than that if you won't let the lady kiss you. You won't let her put her arms around you. Come on now, you get to laughing. And she's like, what's so funny? Oh, Diana.
But you know, it's they say it's good for the man to be at least 10 years younger than the woman.
I thought he was supposed to be older because we mature quicker.
Well, they used to say, I think it's, well, I don't want to get into that.
I thought women mature quicker than men.
They do.
We do.
They do.
So why would we want a younger man? He needs to be older so we can catch up to his butt.
Because you live longer than they do normally.
Exactly.
Ah.
And they keep you younger. They get old and they keep
Yeah, but here's
younger.
The thing, you don't want no man that you acting like you dealing with your younger son.
No, they used to say that. I don't know if they say now. But they used to say that.
Not feeling like a son 10 years.
You know.
20 years, yeah, but not then.
Yeah, but even though his age was 10 years younger than her or whatever, his mentality was 30 years younger than her.
Yeah.
Because he was still having sleepovers.
He was a child.
He's a child.
That's what I'm saying. She felt like, no, I can't raise another kid. I need a man.
Well,
you know what the good part is? This is the good part. I know this seems strange, but there are times when Christians, such as ourselves, we tend to talk about things that people say, I know they're not no Christian. What they talking about? Talk about the same thing everybody else is talking about. It's part of life. You know, mm-hmm. Just because we're Christian doesn't mean we don't see what's going on in the world, what's happening, and that we won't address some of these things. We see what's going on. We know what's going on. So, you know, to sit there and have a conversation, go, oh, yeah, you know, that the media put it out there that Diana Ross got shot. Woo! Well, I don't even know if it was the media because when I went on my phone, it pulled up and said, Diana Ross got shot.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
and
see that.
I went bazooki because I wasn't thinking it was another Diana Ross. And then you look into it and it was on YouTube news. And I said, I should have known better. But I thought it was a flashing on my phone from the news, but it was YouTube, dude. You know YouTube be twisting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, so we just had a normal conversation about
things. So what do you guys think about the ceasefire in Israel and between Israel and Pakistan?
That's
yeah,
wonderful.
I know
what
that.
Yeah, the war.
Because they said that they say that I think it's Hamas or whatever that when Israel goes to bomb, they go to bomb Palestine. Is that Palestine? When they go to bomb Palestine, that Hamas leave the children right there in the place. You know what I mean? Because he said, you know, it's an honor for them to die. So he leaves them there knowing that because Israel warns them. He said, we're going to bomb that building. And Hamas, they don't tell the people nothing there, the kids nothing. They leave them right there and let them bomb the building with them in it.
Oh,
and he said that, you know,
they're
dying. I'm sorry?
Last time I heard, not to cut you off, I think they said that Hamas had lost 100-and-something children, 162 children, and Israel had lost 19 people, which included 2 children.
Right.
Well,
so,
that's the reason why, because Israel warns them. You know, he warns them. He said, are we getting ready to bomb that building? And Hamas leave them kids and stuff right there. And that's why they got killed like that.
They got a lot of love.
When the kids or anybody try to come out of there, the soldiers will hold them there in that building, knowing that building's going to be bombed.
Oh, that's horrible.
Isn't that horrible?
Well,
I think
the gas
horrible.
Up there in New York as a result is like $4 or $5, right?
Oh,
my
God.
Yeah.
No, gas is Supreme is like $3.29, depends on where you go, and the regular is like $2.99, something like that, or $3.49 and $3.29. I think it's $3.29 for regular and $3.49 for Supreme.
Okay. I thought they were saying someplace gas had gone up to $4. I was like, oh my goodness.
Not yet. How much is it in Arizona?
Right now, it's around the same thing because the Supreme is at $2.99. And
oh,
if you want the
like
regular, whatever, it's like $2.76
or
something.
That's not close. That's a big half a dollar more in New York.
Yeah.
Well, New York
but
is
it
always
was.
Like
at one time, I was living the life of Riley. I got out here, it was like $2.38. I'm like, woo-hoo-hoo. Come across country, I was like, yes, look at the gas prices. And now they tune back up a little bit at a time.
Before we got the new president, it was lower, too. And then they trying to blame the increase on President Biden, you know.
Right.
But before he came in, it was lower also.
Yeah.
Well, I do know. I don't know what's going on with these countries, but they better leave Israel alone.
I'm telling you.
They know what's good for them. Well, and for the rest of us, since we got no say, all we can do is keep praying for Israel.
That's it.
Because that's what we've been told to do.
Mm-hmm.
To cover them.
The Bible says.
Yeah.
People don't realize how messing with Israel affects this world. Because they ain't looking at it as a spiritual thing. They say, Israel, what they're doing? Israel been doing all that, but how many mothers or fathers you know, even if they mad at their kids, they want to see you messing with them? None of them. They can be mad at their kids all day long. They don't want you messing with them.
Give me your opinion on this question, if I can just interject something before we have to get off. Why are they continuing to fight in Israel?
Why
do they continue to have fights between the Palestinians and the Jews?
Doesn't it have to do with the land or something?
It's always going to be a power struggle over there with the Israelites. It's always going
to
be a power struggle. Who's got more and who's trying to have more over there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And
so
who's
going to
be the dominant country over there?
President Biden has suggested that they do 2 states. Don't keep trying to come together in one Jerusalem. But let the Palestinians have their state and the Jews have their state and see if that'll work. Because you keep fighting over the same land. Then when you lose, your area gets bigger, and it's a perpetual fighting that it doesn't even make sense. And it is about
But if you look in the Bible, that was the solution early on. It was, you take this land and let them take that land. That's why he created northern Egypt, whatever, southern. That's why he did that, to separate. Because as soon as everybody come into their whatever and they want to take over, then it's like, okay, we got to split them up now.
Mm-hmm. But don't forget that in the beginning, the land belonged to the Palestinians.
Yeah.
The land was the Palestinians. Right. And God allowed uh-huh. them to come into the promised land and take right. it over and kick the Palestinians out.
Out.
So yeah. it's been uh-huh. a battle for like, what, 5,000 years or whatever?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Over and over.
And that's what I'm saying. If that's a battle that's not going to end.
Nope.
Well,
that's not going to end.
Until
they were supposed to separate regions.
That's what I'm saying. They all love that land. I heard it's a beautiful place. So
yeah,
it is.
Flowing with milk and honey.
Everybody
that's
wants to be
say.
In a beautiful place. You know, but if like the Indians, what are they in? And you know, when you go to the bingo halls, what are those? Indians?
They're on reservations now.
The reservations. And they say y'all done came here and took our land. This was our land.
Mm. It's true.
But they're outnumbered, so there's nothing they could do but create little reservations here, there, and everywhere. But they
well,
were screaming
said,
like that too, that we had taken over their land.
Andrew
this
Jackson
is India.
Did that.
I say, wow.
President Andrew Jackson did that, got them out of out of Dodge, and put them
uh-huh.
on reservations.
And that's what I'm saying.
Like,
so it's always going to be a power thing about this is our land. This is our, hey, what you going to do with the land?
But you know,
on the
I asked the Jewish person one time why they keep fighting. He couldn't even answer. He wouldn't answer. I said, why do they keep fighting in Israel? He wouldn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
What is the fight about? What is
the
fight?
Well, about it, it's spiritual stuff going on. It's not just they want the land and all this. That's the acting out of what's really going on. You know, Israel's still doing some stuff that God is not pleased with, right? And that's why he having other nations to come up against them. Because that's
well,
in
Israel
the Bible.
Israel is blind. God blind Israel.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some
fight. Really scattered. It's not just over there. Israel is, there's a lot of people that belong to Israel. You know what I mean? Black.
Israelite.
Right?
Yeah, they're scattered.
They're
yep.
scattered.
The diaspora, they're scattered.
Mm-hmm.
A lot that belong to Israel.
They're all over the place. We just got to be praying. We're going to close out so I can, y'all, please forgive me. I was so out of it today. I was all over the place just trying to get a nap every
well,
time somebody talked.
You better get some rest for later.
Yeah, I was napping out while everybody was talking. I was like, my eyes were just
tired.
Shutting it up. Yeah.
Because
your
no, time is
sleeping.
Different
I'm not
over
tired.
Here, right?
Yeah,
huh?
It's earlier.
Your time is different.
Because we almost 12
yeah.
o'clock.
Oh, it's going 8:45 or something it is here in the morning.
Wow. In the morning?
Yeah.
It's 11:59 here. Almost
so
noon.
It's 8:59 going on 9 o'clock in the morning here.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder.
So get some rest. What time are we supposed to get together? Is it 6:30 or 5 or what time is it?
6:30.
6:30 y'all's
Thank
time.
You. Yeah, 6:30.
But I love
time.
You guys. Let me pray us out. You know what? If there's anybody out there, I know the discussion was all over the place today, but our God is never far from our conversations. We still... Because there's things that's going on in the world that Christians want clarity on. They want to identify with why this is happening, what's going on, and how is it going to reflect us. And some of it may have nothing to do with us. But still we have these discussions because there are some other people out there that is not asking the questions, but they really do want to know. It's nothing wrong what Christians wanted to know what's going on in the world that we live in. So for everybody saying that's kind of inappropriate, that we try not to talk about anything inappropriate. But for right now, we're getting ready to close out. But if there's anybody under the sound of my voice that does want to give their life to Christ, the first thing you got to do is admit that you are a sinner. Father God, I'm a sinner. And I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And you do that because all God wants you to do is acknowledge what you've done wrong and then to invite him. But first you got to confess that you believe Jesus did die on the cross. Why? Because you can't receive it if you don't believe it. That's why. So you've got to confess that Jesus Christ died on that cross, and you believe it, and then you invite him to come into your life and that you would make him your Lord and Savior. A lot of people don't believe that he died on the cross, so you can't receive something you don't believe. You got to first believe it. And trust you me, it is real. Just as sure as John P. Key was singing, Jesus is real. He is real, real. Mm-hmm. So we bless God, but God has made it so easy for each and every last one of us to give our lives to Christ. He wants to love on us. He wants to bless us. He wants to help us through the rough times. He's going to take them all away, but he does want to help us through it. So we bless God for all of you. And we pray that you say, Father, lead and guide me to a good household of faith. So that, my goodness, so that I could come into the full knowledge of who you are and have a better understanding about this life they call Christianity, trying to be Christ-like. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Father God, bless everybody in the sound of my voice today. I know, we're all over. Please thank God for delivering the milk to mother when she didn't think she had it, but giving her an abundance and somebody to just have a mindset to give her more than what she was expecting so that she never run out as quick as she has been. So we thank you for that. We thank you for allowing Evangelist Hilda to know when she was snapping, to feel herself going there, and for the fact that you brought her back down, oh God.
Thank you, God.
And for bringing peace back into her spirit and calming her back down. We thank you for all that you've done for each and every last one of us, how you've been watching over us, protecting our loved ones, our homes, our families, our nations, oh God, the nation of Israel. For all that you've done, we continue to lift you up and glorify your holy name. We ask that you would continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Love
God bless
you.
God bless you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all.
See y'all later.
Have a great Saturday.
Mother, you going to be on the line?
The line for what?
For the appreciation dinner for Pastor Kathy.
No, nobody said anything to me about it there. You said, but I don't know. I'll see.
Okay, well, it's 6:30 tonight.
6:30
I come on
tonight?
A little before 6:30. Yes, ma'am, tonight.
It's on Zoom.
It's on Zoom, but you can come on only on the phone if you don't want to see your face. Show your face.
Yeah, it's not only that. It's God didn't want me to be on there. That's why I'm not on. I told you all that a long time ago.
Yes.
So
I'm
not
just
saying
that. I better not. Because he gets an attitude if I do something you don't want me to do. I'm
okay.
Telling you.
No, I was just trying to double check to make sure you know that it is tonight.
But I appreciate you asking me. I do.
Sure. I wish you would be there. But
you know,
if God said no, then
Pastor Kathy for her appreciation or something?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what to say about it, but I appreciate you myself, Pastor Kathy.
She left already because she probably going
okay.
to sleep.
And Evangelist Hilda, happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Mother.
Yeah, happy belated birthday to you. You know,
yeah, I gave her my wishes.
I can't be disobedient to God. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, we understand,
all.
Mother.
You don't have to explain. I don't
have any explanation.
I was just saying,
okay,
if you were so inclined, you know, it should be a nice time. And I wrote her a nice poem that
I know,
you know, I
nice
wanted
time,
you to hear also.
Yeah, but God doesn't. He gets an attitude if I do something out of the way that He wants me to do something. You know, if He tells me a certain
right
thing and I go something different, He doesn't like
so
it.
So we know that, Mother, obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's
so you
right
gotta be obedient
and
to God,
I'll be
and
there
we
in
understand
the spirit.
We understand.
I love you all, and I'll be there in the spirit. And I really, really, really appreciate y'all asking me. Honestly,
oh,
I do.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. You know,
okay,
but I
God
can't.
Bless you.
I can't go against him. Okay,
it's okay. It's understandable. We, I wouldn't want you to go against God. Please,
no way.
You know.
No.
Yeah, I can't. I did something else that he got the attitude about. God got a little upset about something, but I.
Okay.
You know.
All
right. Yeah.
That's your conscience kicking in. You know you shouldn't have done it. You know.
They might, you know. No, I thought I was all right. You know what I mean? But God is like jealous. He's a jealous God.
Oh, yes.
You know what
yes
I'm saying? He don't want nothing
yes
before him. Not a thing.
Nothing.
Absolutely. We understand, Mother.
Okay.
And we love you. Okay.
All right. I love
but
you
anyway,
too.
Just think
yes
about us around that time tonight, God willing. Just think about us.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
okay, ladies. Love you.
Well,
love you,
love
I
you
got
all
another meeting with Pastor. Here we
later
go.
Later.
Okay, hello. Goodbye. I'm just going to close
all
the
right
doors. I'm not playing no music.
Okay.
Okay, Mother. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Okay.